Hi, you're listening to Love in Limbo Land, the dating podcast for millennials.
Dating is hard, and we walk you through the experiences we've had, the experiences our guests have had, and what's going on in the world in general when it comes to dating and relationships.
And you may be wondering, who are we? My name is Kudzi, and I work in digital entertainment, and I love connecting to people who have stories that can inspire others to find love in their own lives. Whether it's crazy, a little bit ratchet, or just plain old simple, I love stories about love.
And I'm Tiffany. I wrote my master's thesis on online dating, and I've always been interested in commitment, relationships, and what it takes to find that long-lasting love we all crave.
On today's episode, we have Nick Mora, who will be discussing situationships, the undefined relationship, how you can end up in one, why you end up in one, and how you need to get yourself out.
I dated him for 1 year, but he wouldn't define the relationship.
Oh my gosh, what? Why? I don't understand. Like, if I'm dating someone for 1 month, I'm like, what are we?
I know, you want to say, what are we? And I think for a long time, I was wondering, what are we, you know? And then I realized I just wanted to be the cool girl. And I wanted to not be the girl that was so demanding. And I wanted to be the girl that was easygoing and chill and someone who wasn't the typical, like, oh my God, I want to be in a relationship with you. You're my boyfriend. Blah, blah, blah. Like, that's so...
I feel like that's the Tiffany. Are you that girl?
I feel like I'm that girl, but I want to be with a guy that wants me to be that girl.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, but how did you meet this guy?
Yeah, take us back, first day.
Okay, I knew this guy mutually for like a couple years, I would say, just kind of like high and by. I really didn't know him too well. And then I was drunk one night somewhere out and I met him. We bumped into each other. And honestly, I couldn't find my friends. Like, I didn't know where they were. And I was like, oh my God, I need to buy time. So I was just like, oh, hey, like, how's your summer been? And you just like drunkenly like made the move, you know, which I've never done in my life. And we ended up talking like all night and like vibing and jiving. And I guess I should have realized that he just maybe wasn't that into me or wasn't going to do anything about it, because when we had left, he didn't get my number.
Right.
And I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, you just like sat with me for over an hour.
Yeah.
And I ended up sliding into his DMs on Twitter and I just like said, hey, I couldn't find you to say bye. Here's my phone number.
Boom. Okay.
And then he ended up writing me that night. And was like, hey, it was really good to talk to you too. And then from then, we were just talking like day and night. It was nuts. And I wasn't even that into him when we first met. Like, I was just kind of like, oh, whatever, I'm so bored. And for the first like month, I wasn't really down for him. Once he didn't want me that bad, I think I wanted him 10 times more.
What is that about?
You always want what you can't have. I was 25 at the time. I loved the game. I loved the chase. And I think when you are young and still kind of a kid, you like to play games. Right. I'm 28 now. And if someone's trying to play that game with me, I'm like, goodbye. You can see the door. But at the time, I was
even
like...
Even if they're pretty?
I mean, maybe not so much. Maybe I'll still play a little bit.
You see, everyone always has a little game still left in them. Even Tiffany over here.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I literally have zero game. I don't even know. I just, if someone's not interested in me, I lose interest. I like don't understand.
That's a very good way to be. If someone's not into you and you lose, like, that's a very good way.
If they're obsessed with me, I'm like, why would I want to hang out with them? Clearly they don't know what's great. Clearly they don't have good taste.
You know what? You, I think, have more self-worth than I do, like, or I did. And it really does come down to, I think, self-worth and like having enough worth to say, I deserve this. Mm-hmm. And you can't give it to me, so you can see the door. And I think, to be honest with you, 25, I wasn't really feeling myself at the time. My career was kind of in limbo land, so to speak. And so I saw this great guy who was giving me attention in the beginning and who was nice and was really the opposite of every bad boy that I had dated. And I loved the guys with swagger, and he was not that. And so I was like, okay, it's going to be different this time. Nothing was different. It was the same thing. The nice guy ended up not being like the nicest guy, and I ended up being in limbo land for a year.
Do you think it had to do with you approaching him first? Do you think that like kind of got to his head and like, oh, she's into me, so I don't have to try as hard?
No, I don't think he was. I don't think it was like that because we already knew each other. Right. It's not like I sat there and like went up to him. We actually physically bumped into each other that right. night and his drink spilled on me. Uh-huh. So I just continued the conversation. Yeah. You know what I mean? It wasn't yeah. like me like poaching him.
Right. But then you slid into his DMs, right?
I did. But you know what?
What that's did you say? What's the first like line when you slide into the DMs?
I literally very rarely ever slide into someone's DMs unless I'm wasted. And this was actually one of the only times I have. And I said, hey, I couldn't find you to say bye. It was so nice to talk to you.
I like that. I like
and
that.
Then I just left my phone number and left an XO at the end.
And a phone number and an XO. Okay. That's a lot. Okay. I thought you just
that's
left
it. That's a lot.
No, I thought you just left it at like the first line.
No.
But I like that. That's what you should do. You should always put your
just
number
just get to the point.
There.
What are you going to do? Go back reachable. And forth to get to the same destination?
Yeah, the game girl.
No.
Have you ever slid into a DM, Tiffany?
No, because there's no one who I've wanted to slide into a DM.
In the whole world, land.
Well,
in
because
all the
if
places.
I don't, my thing is like, I get attracted to people I know. So, like, if I don't know them, it's hard for me to, like, be attracted to them. Like if I just see a guy on Instagram, I'm not like, ooh, you know what I mean?
No, me either. I think I've maybe slid into yeah. a total of 3 DMs in my whole life.
But there's no one that like, and it's, I think this is also another thing. The guys that I like don't have Instagram.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah. So I've never do? Been able what, to slide into anyone's DMs.
Where
to be clear
from?
Though, it was Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, vintage.
Oh wow. He's into sports.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like
it was
any
a
guy who uses Twitter as a sport.
It was also
news,
3 years
or just
ago.
Life.
Yeah, news. I yeah, use it for news.
I guess.
At Nick Mora XO.
There you go. Plug
okay,
in.
Plug. Okay.
Okay,
so.
Wait. So listen. So it's the year. It's happening. Like, what was every day or week like? Like, how often did you see
yeah,
him?
Yeah,
like,
take us from the first.
Okay,
tell us about
so
the first month.
The first month. So we spoke, I think, about nonstop for about a week.
Wait, so you would call him, he would call you. What was the...
He would always write me. He would
okay.
always text me.
Okay.
He wasn't
so
a caller.
So you guys just texted.
We were just texting.
Okay.
And I'm a huge texter. Okay. So
I'm not. Do not text me.
I love talking on
respond.
The phone.
I didn't love talking on the phone until I met someone later who I really enjoyed talking on the phone with. Mm-hmm. Does
uh-huh.
that make sense?
Yeah.
But other than that, like with this guy, I love texting. That's all I was
right.
doing. And so we would text... just nonstop.
Right.
I mean, unless we were busy or doing something or sleeping,
yeah.
which I have insomnia, so I don't really sleep anyways.
Yeah.
And we would talk nonstop for about a week and a half,
right.
and then we went on a date, and the date was great. I still wasn't really sure if I was into him. I was like, oh, he's like
yeah.
kind of shy.
Where did you go on the date?
What did I do?
Where did you go on the date?
Where did I go? Yeah. I went to a bar. We just had
okay.
drinks.
Cool.
I never do a first date for dinner. I did that one time and it was a disaster. Stuck with a sociopath. And there was no way out because I had to finish the meal.
What I did once is like once I met someone, we were supposed to get drinks. And then when like I saw him and heard him, I'm like, actually, let's just get coffee right here.
Yeah.
Because it was like right next to, you know, Fat Dog and Coffee Commissary.
Oh, yeah.
We were supposed to do Fat Dog.
Was that Fairfax?
And just like switch the flip.
You're like,
flip
so.
Flipped the script.
I've
been on a date at Fat Dog.
Fat Dog's my spot to go on dates because like
Tiffany, don't really reveal your places.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God!
No,
so y'all can find her
it.
Fat Dog on Thursday.
Why? You know why? It has great parking.
Does it?
It has. Oh shit! I mean, no, it doesn't. but it's a really great location. I feel like for guys, like
it's far AF.
Oh, well, I live like 5 minutes away from that.
Yeah, that's her world.
Well, I'm a West Side girl.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. So not for you, but I like how there's a parking lot. I like how the drinks are like reasonably priced. No one should have a problem with the prices of the drinks.
I was going to say, I hope you're not paying for the bill.
No,
that's
no,
a
I'm
huge
not.
Problem.
What I mean is for the guy, I don't want me to
so
suggest the place.
Of you, Tiff.
Well, I don't think you should suggest a place and it'd be like, this drink is $25.
Yeah, you don't need a $4 sign place.
Yeah, like I'm not going to do
that. Unless, like
unless,
you said,
wait,
let's
is
go
that
here.
What you do? Tell us, wait, so
she's
when.
She's a $4 sign girl.
No, I'm not. I just, listen, I don't suggest any place. I let the guy pick.
If he says, like, I don't know this area well.
I'll give 3 options.
Okay. And
different price ranges. And
that's
then they
what
can
I do.
Choose.
Exactly.
Okay.
However,
exactly.
You know. I prefer you choose the first option I provide you with.
Yeah, so that's what I do. I put my favorite first, and then I'll put two others that I feel like this is like comfort zone.
Although I've been a lot more vocal lately about like, okay, we'll go here. You don't want to go, don't go.
What if he suggests a place and you don't like it?
Oh, that's a good one. Because
Tiffany's like a restaurant.
It depends on the
outer. She's like, we're not doing that.
Like if you said let's go for coffee and they say Starbucks or Coffee Bean,
I'll say no Starbucks or Coffee Bean. There's a really cute place right around the corner from there. Let's go to whatever.
Oh, so you'll say it.
I'll say it.
Okay.
Now I will. Yeah. After learning after dating for a little bit longer and realizing like it's okay to ask for what you want, then now I'm like, why would I do that? Someone tried to take me to Coffee Bean on a date, and I was like,
I mean, Coffee Bean's just fine.
Okay, I'm not trying to go to Coffee Bean where I can, like, no.
Right, because you want
cute. It's not cute. It's not vibey.
Honestly, you could go to another coffee shop and pay the same amount and, like, at least show that, like, you're a respectable person. Because,
someone tried to take me to Coffee Bean once, and I was like, you know what? There's an Earth Cafe right down the street. Can we just go to the Earth Cafe? It's cuter.
Do you say it's cuter?
I was like, it's a little bit more vibey.
I like that. Yeah, I always get so nervous.
I don't know if guys understand what a cute place means.
Well, you say vibey.
Yeah, because they don't. They really don't. Tiffany loves that word. They actually have no idea. Because they don't.
Just
like she'll be like, I need.
We're putting Tiffany on blast today, guys.
I'll literally just stop responding because I don't even know how to, like, I get so. This is what happens. We literally were just talking about this. Like, people, I have, like, trigger things. And if someone pulls one of them, I'm like, okay, I'm done.
So coffee shops that are not cute. Everyone is taking note. Okay, cool. So you went on your first date.
So we went on our first date, went to a bar, we had drinks.
What bar? Can we know?
I honestly don't even remember where it was, to be honest with you.
Not a memorable first date.
No. She liked it. You know what? It was in Santa Monica. I remember where it was. I just don't remember the name. And I remember what it looked like because we ran into someone I knew on a Friday night. And it was a cute place. Okay. And I just was like, I don't really know. Like, I don't know. Yeah. And there was, like, some things I was like, meh. And then I was like, you know what? Just go, Nick. Like, you're such a picky ass bitch. Like, just keep going. Give people a chance. You're so judgy.
Yeah.
So we went out again the following week.
So wait, after the first date,
we would continue to talk. It was normal.
When you guys left the bar, did you send him like a thank you message?
Send the thank you message, whether it's that night or the next day in the morning. If you want to see the guy again.
Yeah.
If you want to see the guy again,
This is what the audience needs to know.
Thank you.
Tiffany, do you send a thank you
message? I've started saying it if I want to see them again. If I don't want to see them again.
Then you don't send it.
I don't send it.
But I always say thank you when they pay the bill, and I always say thank you when I leave.
I always say thank you when they pay the bill. Very nice. And I always say thank you, when I leave as well. The extra, like, thank you, I had fun tonight. Is that the text? What do you send?
It depends. Like, oh, thank you, I had so much fun tonight. Or, like, if we discussed seeing each other again, then I'll be like, I can't wait to see you soon. Like, something a little bit more I'll see you soon. Or, like, whatever. Oh, but God. If you're, the conversation's
still flowing.
You gotta
be in it to win it.
I would be too nervous to send that part.
I usually am, but you know what? New year, new Nick Mora.
There you go.
That's just, you live and you learn.
Okay, so after the first date, you send the thank you message. You guys keep talking.
We actually ended up I always ask the guy to let me know when he gets home. I'm like a worrier like that, especially if I like the person and I've been talking to them and I actually care about the person.
Yeah.
I'm always asking them, like a grandma, if they can let me know when they get home. And if they don't let me know,
I'm such a
worrier.
Are you worried? I'm such a worrier.
I'm May 16th. I'm a Taurus.
Okay.
I'm a loving individual.
Not that I mean, I thought it was going to say something. The star
Why?
Signs.
What are you?
I'm a Cancer.
You're sensitive.
Super. Like, so I just need to know that they're, like, alive.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm also, like, traumatized from other things. I need to know people got home okay.
Right. Yeah.
And
Tiffany's like, well, you
Tiffany's
know,
like, I don't give.
Usually they tell me to text them, but then I always think it's so awkward, like, home. Like, what do you?
No, you say, I'm home. Thank you so much for tonight.
Yeah, yeah, that's when you drop
the
thank you.
So wait. Can we like pause this whole thing for a question?
Yes.
So I want to
like stop recording.
No. This is a valid question. So I went out with a guy twice, and the second time he's like, it was a Thursday. He's like, well, I'd love to see you this weekend, and I'm like, yeah, for sure, let's do it. And he's like, text me when you get home. Texted him and I said, home, thank you so much. I had a lot of fun tonight. He said, I have had a great night too. didn't hear from him again. What do you think
you
happened?
You literally didn't hear from him again?
No.
And you guys discussed...
He said we should hang out this weekend.
Crickets, girl. Crickets.
Listen, just and gotta let it go. Cut great, your losses.
He had a great time, too. I don't get guys.
But I also think, like, do people mean what they say?
No. This okay. is Los Angeles. We're really fake, and I'm a very direct person usually.
I'm so
we're
real. I'm the realest one I know.
I know, but you're probably not from here.
I'm not.
Exactly that. Sure.
That. There you go.
Exactly that.
But like, so when people say like, I had a great time too, like, I mean, yeah, but like, it's also like a good response to send.
He could
like,
have also had a great, he could have had a great time and have known, like just knew that you were not it for him. Sorry to be direct, but like, I've said, oh, I've had a great time. I've really enjoyed the company that I've been with across the table.
Right.
And I've said, oh, this was really fun, knowing that there was no future. So why would I just would go just because I was bored, to be honest.
Right.
If I wanted to go again, you don't want that.
Yeah.
Because you just said you're like needy and like need to be in a relationship like ASAP.
I mean, not dating. Really. Only like if I think the guy is amazing. But wait. So,
we need a podcast where Nick Mora just assesses what's really happening.
Hold on a sec. So then the second date, he asked you on the second date, how many days after the first date was the second date?
7.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why did it take so long?
We were seeing each other once a week about.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the second day feel?
We had drinks again.
Okay.
We had drinks again, and I think...
Was he picking you up for these things?
Yeah, he was picking me up. And I never...
Can I ask this?
Yes.
He's Persian.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so the only reason why I let him pick me
vibe.
Up.
So exactly. That's why I asked.
Are you Persian?
Yes. I'm okay, Persian Jewish for those of you who don't know
that's
me.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if a white guy asked you to pick you up the first date, you would take.
You know what? Here's my thing with that. If we don't have mutual friends where I know you're like not a stalker, only because I have had a stalker situation. Where the person has continuously showed up around my neighborhood
shook.
Yeah, it's very, very scary. And so I will not let them pick me up from my house because this is where I live.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is very scary if I'm coming home late at night, which sometimes I do. So unless I know how to track you down if anything happens, you're not coming to pick me up on the first date or the second date.
Okay.
And I need to know
or
like,
the second date.
No, second date, no. Third date, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Third date, and I'll have a better idea of who you are.
Okay.
But I'm just very particular about that because I've had an instance like where that has been really scary for me. And it's very scary when you're on your walk and you get a message from a stalker saying, your workout outfit looks really cute today.
Oh, my God, crying.
Okay. Oh,
ma'am,
my God.
Please can you
God.
Save the listeners' ears that people guys. Listen to this us with headphones sometimes. That was like, this is highly inappropriate.
I just started watching or just finished Insatiable.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God.
Is that the Debbie Ryan one?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It reminds me of that.
Yeah, well, like, welcome certifiable. To my life. I just track the greatest one.
Okay, so you go on a second date. How are you feeling after the second date?
I liked him a little bit more,
okay.
but I still wasn't sure. Okay. And I was like, you know what? He's so nice. And I feel like he hasn't given me any red flags. And this was the first time that I didn't automatically just write somebody off.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the second date, if I'm not feeling you, honestly, let's be real, prior to this, at the first date, if I wasn't feeling you and you did like the smallest thing wrong, I'd be like, bye, honey. Yeah. Like, see you never.
Oh my
but
God.
This time I was like, let's change things.
Let's
you
change
know,
it
let's
up.
Be open.
Yeah.
So. He kind of, you know, grew on me a little bit more. And I was like, I don't know. Am I attracted to you? Do I think you're cute? You know? And then I think one of us went on vacation. Either he did or I did. We were like traveling. We were tag teaming our travels basically. So, and we went out. We talked again. And then when one of us returned, we had like a proper like dinner date and like had drinks after and like spent a lot of time together. And that was the moment for me when I was like, oh my God, I really like you.
Right.
Like your values. When you start to talk about values with somebody and how you grew up and personal things and you really connect in the way that you believe in the same things and grow up with the same, you know, values. And the way that we viewed our family was really important to me. So that was when I was like, oh my God, wait. I actually think I like you.
Yeah.
Right.
And that had never happened to me before.
Right.
I always either like you like on the first date or I don't like you at all. I never knew that you could like grow to like someone by the third date. And I had heard all these stories of, I didn't like him till the 10th date. I'm like, bitch, you went out 10 times before you even liked this guy.
Oh my God.
Like, did you listen to the last episode? Yeah. No, you can. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The last episode where Tiffany went on a date. like, how long did you guys, how many dates?
I guess I was
like
also in dates? A situation. No, but I wouldn't call that a situation. I would just call it like.
They kept going on these dates for like a year.
No, but like.
They both liked like each other. Once but she, every, for some reason, once she in a
couple, once every couple months, we would just like hang out. But like as friends, like.
Yeah.
Nothing would happen.
Yeah.
But it was just like, still, we met on an online dating site. So it was like, are you.
Are you sure it wasn't Bumble BFF?
Could have been BFF.
Did you have the BFF feature turned on?
I think your BFF feature is turned
no,
on.
No, I'm not on Bumble BFF. But wait, back to your guy. So when did the first red flag pop up for you?
To be honest, I didn't really have any red flags for the first few dates.
Okay.
I mean, I was like just waiting. Like, does he like me? Even though yeah. I knew he did because we would talk all the right. time. It wasn't until. I want to say like maybe like 6 or 7 weeks in.
Yeah.
I think we were like, we went on a really great date and we were having a great time. We were vibing and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sprung on this guy. He was like making me nervous. That's when I really know I like a guy, when I'm like nervous
right.
to be around them. And I think I just like, I was kind of tipsy and I drunkenly said something like, oh, you make me like nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what? And I was like, I don't know. I guess it's like, and I've never, ever been so vulnerable in my yeah. life with a guy ever. I was just like, just trying to be a new me. Everything I was doing that wasn't working before, I was trying to do this time around yeah. and fix my wrongs. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be vulnerable. Like every guy I've dated has said, you're not vulnerable enough to me.
Same. It's a Persian Jewish thing, though.
No, I think it's just a me being guarded thing. It's okay. not a Persian Jewish thing. Persian
like,
Jewish
no,
girls
girl.
Are mad vulnerable, let me tell you. I have heard horror stories. I'm like, why would this girl reveal these things to this guy?
I think those Persian girls are like thirsty at that point.
No, I think people just, vulnerability is beautiful. Really, it's like beautiful. It's not,
it is.
Really,
that's
like,
where it's at these days, at
if
least.
If you want something and you express it, then you should have it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with
that's
it.
That's too much for me.
Well, Tiff, that's why you and I are single.
I was like, oh, okay. I know I'm not, and I know I need to be, but you got to know your stuff yeah, and own it.
I know
it.
I'm not, but it's also so freaking scary.
Oh, it's so scary, but it's so freeing when you're vulnerable with something and it's with somebody and they're vulnerable back.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, and I think that's part of growing up. I realized I was a kid when I was dating this guy. I was really a child, even though right. I was 25 years old, and yeah. I thought I had dated so much, and I thought I was, like, Miss Know-It-All, whatever. So I had told him that, like, you know, I'm nervous. He's like, why are you nervous? And I said, because I think I, like you, you know? And I'm like, I'm kind of feeling into it. This is, like, the fifth or sixth date.
Okay, for this, I like it, okay.
And I was like, I'm kind of into you and whatever, and he was like, you shouldn't be nervous. Like, that's not a good thing. It's not going to end well for you.
Okay.
And I was like, what? And I didn't really understand what was happening because I was, like, a little inebriated, yeah. to be honest. And so I was like, well, he doesn't really know what he wants or, like, this right. kind of just kind of happened out of nowhere. For me, too, I didn't really want a serious relationship
right.
either. I thought I wasn't ready. There was a lot going on with my life, and I wasn't expecting to date this guy and really like this guy.
Right.
And I don't think he was either. And I think right. he was in denial, and he was young, too, only a year or two older than me. So whatever, that whole thing happened. And then I went home that night feeling like, what just happened?
Right.
And I think I told my mom, like, what does this mean?
Right.
And she was like, look, that's not a good sign. And I was just like, no, you know what? He doesn't mean it. Like,
yeah.
he just, whatever. Drunk in it. Listen, when someone tells you something like this, you need to believe it. Like,
Maya,
it's true.
Angelou 101.
Maya, my girl, I would always say this right. about my friends. And I never applied it to my love life. And right. I think that was, like, the problem.
Yeah.
So then our communication started to get a little more spotty, like splotchy, mm-hmm.
yeah.
where it's like we would talk,
yeah.
but it wasn't like always like texting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he had family in town, I think, at that point. This was so long ago. I'm trying to like really recall it. But yeah, I think he had like family in town. We went on another date. It was great. And then I don't think I saw him after that for like 2-3 weeks, but we would right. talk. And I was like, okay, well, maybe he's just busy or this or that, whatever.
Right.
And, like, communication with him just got less and less and less and less. And I realized, well, he was giving me enough to keep me around,
mm-hmm.
but not giving me enough to make me his girlfriend.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem.
Right.
And when you're not someone's priority,
yeah,
that's a huge red flag. And I kept seeing I wasn't his priority. Like, he would prioritize his friends, his family, his this, his that. I'm sure if his gardener was coming to, like, mow his lawn, he would prioritize that over me. But I was so in denial because I really, really, at that point, I was already 10 feet in. And I didn't want to break up with him and go find something else, because it was the first guy in a year or two that I really had feelings for. I never was vulnerable. I never opened up.
Right.
And we weren't... Oh, whoa.
Oh, wow. What happened in the back? Excuse that, people. We're good.
We're good. And so as time went on and the fall started coming around and it started getting colder, I was craving more of a relationship, but I never vocalized how I was feeling. It would be okay. I made it okay for him to contact me every 2 weeks.
Right.
And be like, hey, what's up? And then make plans for after dinner.
Yeah.
Who the hell makes plans for after dinner? You want to, like, be with a girl, like, be with her, take her to dinner, and then take her to drinks, and then do whatever you want after.
Right.
But I didn't realize that this was, like, not normal. I was so in denial. I had my glasses on, like, all the way dark.
Right.
So time went on and time went on and time went on. And December rolls around, and I realize, you know what, I can't do this. Like, I'm literally in limbo land.
Yeah.
And
did you ask him, like, where are we at, or no?
He made it very clear to me many times while we were together that he was not looking for a relationship. Okay. And I...
What was he looking for? Did he say?
I didn't ask, because I didn't want to know the answers. Right. Because I know that you should never ask questions that you don't want the answers to.
I tell the people this, because once you know, once you're going to have to do something about it.
Yes, exactly that. If you ask a question and you get the answer, whether it's the answer you want or you don't want, you're going to now know. And you cannot put your hand over your face and pretend you're blind to it now.
Right.
So that's why I never asked the questions that I should have been asking.
Right.
Because I didn't want to know the truth. And losing this person who already meant so much to me was like devastating to me. I hadn't been through real, real heartbreak since I was like 18 years old. So at that point, it had been a good 7 years since someone had, I let someone even enter my heart.
Yeah.
And it was tough for me. I didn't want to ask that question. So I think one night we were writing each other and I said, look, I just feel like you want something else and I want a relationship, and I really can't do this anymore. Like, it's killing me. Like, if you want to try, let's try. If you don't, we won't. For me, I have to try everything and I have to exhaust myself and know that 100% I gave it my all.
Right.
If you're not like that, it's okay. But this is just where I'm at.
Right.
And he basically said, I can't give you what you want. I'm sorry. Right. And I said, okay. And I went to bed and I cried for... Oh my God, I cried so much. I was like, I was heartbroken that like this was happening to me. Cause I was like, what is the difference of like what we're doing? Just step up. Yeah. Like, it's not that difficult.
Yeah.
Who else are you seeing?
Right.
You know, like I would go on other dates just to kind of prove something to myself of like, oh, you're a loser. I'm great. Just to like give myself validation.
Yeah.
But to me, I was like, what are you doing? You say you're not seeing anybody else. So what is so important that you just can't step up to the plate and see me a few times a week? Right. I'm not asking. I'm not a very demanding person in general.
Right.
So I wasn't asking the world from someone. Right. I wasn't asking someone to be with me 7 days a week or even 5 days a week.
Yeah.
I wasn't asking someone to take me every single place that they went. Yeah. I'm not that person.
Right.
I really would love you to have your own life.
Yeah.
But you know, you can't make someone love you, so.
No, but then we ended up getting back together a month later.
So how did you end up getting back together?
He still wrote me.
So when you guys like were having these issues, was he, you guys were still talking every day still?
No, we didn't talk for a little bit.
Okay.
And then I started dating somebody else. Rebound.
There you go. And always make a comeback, girl.
Look, he was, this guy that I rebounded with also... I did not want anything from this guy. I just wanted someone to get my mind off of the pain that I was feeling.
Right.
And when you have someone telling you how amazing, beautiful, and great you are, it puts things in perspective for you a little bit.
Yeah.
So I realized, holy moly, I am not ready for a relationship. I'm not ready for any of this. I just want to have fun. I took my life so seriously in the early 20s that I just kind of want to like be in a situationship, essentially, you know, not define it, just kind of go with the flow.
Right.
So he wrote me after a week or two. My grandpa had died in the midst of all of this. Mm-hmm. So he was like checking in on me and making sure I was okay. And then we ended up going on a real date eventually. And he was like, you know what? We'll go on real dates. I'll step up a little bit more and blah, 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 blah. And it was my fault that he didn't step up anymore because I let him go back to his old patterns. If I had put my foot down and was a bitch, and by bitch, I just mean saying what I want, he wouldn't have ever fell into his old patterns of like, we'll hang out after dinner or we'll hang out, you know, after we're done with our plans or whatever, we'll go for drinks.
But do you want someone you need to force into, force, but like, if they don't want to do it, they're not the right one.
Right, but you don't realize that when you're in it, that if someone like wants to do something, that they're very capable of doing it. And he had showed me he was very capable of doing it once I voiced what I wanted. Right. And you shouldn't have to be like, oh my God, you're not doing this. You're not doing this. You're not doing this. And it's fine. Like, some girls are very okay with saying what they want. Some guys just honestly also don't know that that's what you want. And so they're going based on assumption. Everyone's assuming things.
Right.
But closed mouths don't get fed.
There you go.
So you have to say what
you want. Tell them again.
Closed mouths do not get fed.
There you go. But
just
if
in
that
case
ain't
you need
truth.
It for the back.
For
just
the
one
back,
more time for the people in the back.
Because some, you know, I feel like everyone forgets this in life sometimes.
You do.
Like,
and
it's all
scary
of us.
When you like someone, it's scary to like compromise it.
It's very scary.
Because if so,
but then
know,
if you don't, then it's like if you don't do it, it's compromise already. Like if you were like you now and ask yourself then, is this what you want? You would just say no. Like you didn't, like you, if you were to ask yourself at the time, is this what you really want? Like that you could just grow up in an instant, like ask yourself, like as a grown up person, you'd be like, no, then it's gone. So
but
it's because it's already
compromised.
Everything
I wanted. But right. at that point, that was everything I wanted.
The splotchy texting guy?
Yeah. Well, at this point, he was like texting me a lot more often and things were better, but it just wasn't defined. And then it just got to the point where I felt like I was a secret. Right. And his friends like didn't know, or if they did know, I didn't really know what they knew because we never went out with his friends or his family and my family. And like, we never did any of that. We were just kind of like in a hole to ourselves, just like living life, just like me and him when we were hanging out once or twice a week.
Right.
And my life started to get really busy at that time too. My career started to really take off and I didn't have as much time. And I was still so like, I really loved him, but I didn't know that I really loved him. I was so in denial of the situation that was happening.
Right.
And I really look back at it and I'm like, wow, I really had no self-worth by the end of it because I compromised everything I wanted for somebody. And if I truly had true self-worth, I would have said, oh my God, you're a bozo. Like you're such a loser. You have a great girl. Yeah. I don't want you for anything but who you are.
Yeah.
And I would be the best girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, it's truly your loss. I look at it now, and and if I was in the same situation, I would say, oh, my God, it's truly your loss.
Right.
But back then, I was just so desperate for that feeling of not being lonely. Mm-hmm. When in reality, it came and it, like, hit me in the face so hard later.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, you know what? You can't change people.
Right.
And you really have to ask for what you want and... Eventually, you know, we had a huge blowout around his birthday and we broke up and then we tried to work things out and he didn't want to compromise on the things that I wanted. And that was when I realized we're either doing it my way or we're doing it no way, boo boo. Yeah. Like that is it. Like,
but is that everyone or is just him that it had to be your way?
Well, I wasn't even asking for much. Right. I was just asking for a situation where I would be able to see him with his friends and he would be able to see me with my friends. We'd go out and really get to know each other.
Like a regular, normal situation.
Like a regular, normal relationship where like I wasn't asking to get married. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Persian Jewish girl that's like trying to run down the altar. I just want to be with somebody and know that it's reciprocated.
Right.
I wasn't asking for anything that was out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. And I think I was made to feel that my demands were very demanding.
Right.
And I was so focused on being the cool girl that I lost myself in the midst of it. Because I am the cool girl, regardless of me trying to be the cool girl or not.
Right.
I guess that's the lesson. I feel like that's the takeaway in terms of like just any, well, relationships, situationships, but I feel like any kind of limbo land state in your lives, right? It's like you realizing that you just have to take responsibility for your life and like what you want and like ask for it.
But sometimes you don't know what you want, and that's okay too. But be honest with yourself that you don't know what you want, or you're trying to figure it out, or if you're feeling someone, be honest. But
if you don't, I mean, you might not know what you want, but you also know what you don't want. Like if showing up in this way, you don't want it like this. You'll that's also
Yeah, but I was so convinced that this is what I wanted. Right. I was like so skewed and brainwashed myself into thinking like, this is what I want. Right. You know, this is what I like. It's like no strings attached, but I wasn't really seeing anybody else and he wasn't seeing anyone else. And what was the point? If we're not seeing other people, why aren't we just doing this the right way? Right.
Why did he not want that? I know he didn't want a relationship, but like, why? Like, what extra would it add to what it was for him?
I don't know, honestly. I think maybe his friends weren't necessarily all in relationships, and he was young. I mean, there's could be a million reasons as to why he didn't want to step up and try things out. Honestly, not my business at this point, what he did and didn't do, like, and didn't want to do. I tried to understand it for so long until I realized I'll never know the truth, and I had to have closure in never knowing why. I'm like, if you love me or if you care about me and you still hit me up after we break up and you still try to make things work, then obviously you do have those feelings.
Right.
But if you can't step up and be a man to those feelings and say, screw you to everybody else, and this is what I want, then if you're not going to fight for me, I'm not here for it. He was a year or two older than me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was young.
Well, that's a BS excuse. See, I hate that excuse because my brother. No, because you know what? It's really how you're raised. I am a Persian Jewish girl. Yeah. I have a Persian Jewish brother too. Yeah. My brother is younger than me. He's 25, almost 26 years old. If he saw a good girl and wanted to, like, and he really liked her, he would date her seriously and he would be with her because my parents taught him, when you see a good girl, don't think that the grass is greener on the other side. Cultivate your relationship. Water your relationship. Water your grass and it'll be greener than your freaking neighbors. I promise you. You know, my parents have been married 29 years. Yeah. And every day they wake up and they choose to love each other.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to choose to be with someone you love or you like or explore that, that's on you. It's not an age thing.
I can't deal with this.
Is this too direct? Truth?
Yeah, no, yeah, it is.
What are you feeling there? Tell me. What's happening in there?
I don't know. I just feel like... I don't know why I'm not direct like this.
You don't learn how to be direct until you're so confident in what you bring to the table. And I think this whole situationship, Tommy, and I was a chronic situationshipper, let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. I was always just trying to not be so demanding and trying to like be cool and like, yeah, it's chill. Like, no, it's don't worry about it. We can see each other every 2 weeks. No. You really, if you like me, you'll make an effort to see me and you'll either wake up or you won't. Right. But I'm not here to wait around and waste time. Mm-hmm. And I realized like I bring so much to the table as a person and you cannot come to my table hungry without trying to feed me also.
Right.
It's like, it's just point blank. Like, why are you going to come to the table empty handed? It's rude.
Yeah. It's like, go away.
Yeah.
Turn around.
But it's obviously easier said than done. You know what I mean?
No, it is, but it's also...
I'm on the verge of a breakdown.
Okay, man.
Oh, no, Tiffany, I'm sorry.
A couple questions before we deal with this breakdown, but she'll be fine.
God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know this was going to be like a therapy session for you,
I just feel like this reminds me of every part of my life.
Everything?
I just feel like I don't know my value and my worth, and then I go to the table, and I just, like, get so nervous, and then I, like, say that I know, but then I don't...
It's okay, Tiffany. Okay. I'll help you.
Well, the good thing about life is that like you can like keep moving.
Yeah, you can keep moving. And you learn. Like, I was heartbroken for a solid, like, 7-8 months. I was so distraught. And you know what? I was able to see clearly after. I dated other guys. And I am dating other guys who every day show me what it's supposed to be like. And I don't think you really realize what it's truly supposed to be like until people come in and tell you, like, are vulnerable with you and they're like, wow, I really like you. You really are special and I really want to explore this and I'm feeling this way. And I realized, oh my God, this was child's play.
Right.
You know, when you have someone telling you you're great and gassing you up every single day the way that you gas them up, like I felt like I was the only person gassing up the men in my life. And I was always like dimming my light so that the other person can shine. But look at J-Lo and A-Rod. They both freaking shine so bright. And they gas each other up all day long. And they're obsessed with each other. So it's possible. Yeah,
right.
You just have to find someone who's going to light you up and let you shine next to them. And not be so scared of the fact that, like, you are a personality.
That's so true. I also, you guys gas yourself up, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. First, though, before you start gassing other people, you got to make sure you're just full.
Which was my problem. I think I was always gassing everybody up around me versus worrying about myself. And, like, Her has this new song called As I Am, and I play it every morning. And it's like, tell me I'm the best I am. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm the best. Oh, I'm the best. Like, you're just like, you know what I mean?
To that.
You know, you all should listen to her new song, As I Am. It's
for all the people out there who like to be the one to keep a situationship, please let us know why you do those things. Please tweet us at Love in Limboland or our Facebook group, or hit up at Nick Mora XO.
Yes.
On all the platforms. Do they hurt? I just want to know. Like, I really just want to
know. Why.
Wouldn't it just? No, I mean, like, I kind of do, but wouldn't life just be easier just knowing what something is?
Because people are messes, and they're so much more complex than like.
No, situationships are an easy. It's an easier way out. Because what happens is you're dating that person and you're like, well, we were never really together, so yeah. I can do whatever I want. It's an easy way out. It gives someone one foot in the door and one foot out the door instead of having to be 2 feet all in. Right. And that, I think, is why we're in these situationships. And honestly, look it within yourself and realize, like, why do I also want an easy way out if I'm down for this? Like, what is going on?
That's the real tea. That's the juice. Because you're in it, too.
You're in it, too. And you choose to be in it. I chose to be in a situationship for, like, so much of my life. And at the end of the day, I do consider my situationships real relationships because I felt the same emotions and I went through the same things. And that heartbreak that I had was the best and worst thing that's ever happened to me. But it was real. And to be honest, I really think that I was like, I loved that person the same way I would if we were in a real relationship with our friends. Maybe it just would have probably ended earlier if we were in a serious, real relationship, because I would have seen like, wow, you really were not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's applicable to so many things. Like that person who stays in the job they don't like, the person who has a bad like relationship with even just friends, or like, I don't know, like not to make it like addiction, but you know, like just anything that's like, it's about why am I doing this? Like what is this actually about? And I think it's always about like value.
It is always about value. I didn't value myself for, I'm learning how to value myself now. At 28, like just newly 28, I'm learning how to love myself, value myself, know that, okay, I am a good girl. Right. I am hardworking. I'm driven. I'm this. And it's not even about looks. It's nothing about glitz or glam. It's who I am as a person and my soul. And that nobody is you. And I think that that's like really special to see. Mm-hmm. So when you realize like, oh my God, someone's not valuing me as who I am, you're like, okay, and it really helps when someone else comes in and shows you what it's like to be valued.
Right.
And shows you that, wow, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Or, wow, I can't believe girls like you exist or guys like you exist. And when someone is equally vulnerable with you, it's really scary. Yeah. It's really scary. But it showed me like, okay, vulnerability is not like a joke. Right. It's true. It's real. It's deeper. It's raw. It's beautiful. And you're a true adult when you want to be vulnerable.
Mm. Right. Tiffany, you and I need to grow up. You need to grow up, girl.
My life it is so hard.
Your life is fine.
Your life is
You're blessed and highly favored. Yes, there might be some things you might want to fix, but you'll fix those right up and you'll be back. Yeah. Better than ever.
Sewn up, stitched up, glow up from the toe up.
You're a star. Shine bright.
Guys, okay. So what's your advice for moving forward? Just being like saying what you want in the beginning? Like first date?
Be yourself. No, not the first date. Don't think I'm here. I think it's really scary when a guy is like, I'm here for a serious relationship. And so blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's like,
why
like,
he's being vulnerable and saying what he wants. Why?
That's the first date. Girl. Let's see if we like each other first. That's the first date. Let's see if we like, there's a time to everything.
He's saying like, I'm looking for this.
I know, but I'm not trying to go on an interview to see if I check all your boxes. Right. I mean, you've dated Persian Jewish guys in the community, I'm sure, who like you thought you were on an interview. I'm not trying to be interviewed. I interview for a living. No, thank you. No, real talk. Yeah, like I'm.
It's like, can the energy be right first?
I guess I never took Persian guys seriously.
Why?
So
why not?
I don't know. Like I just
you do know.
I have like stereotypes in my head about them from like growing up of like, how they're, you know, players and scammers and all that stuff.
Well, they are.
So that's
but
why.
You could be a player and scammer too, boo boo.
That's true. But I'm sure they're not all scammers, but like,
no, I know. Scam that too, sounds girl. Horrible. But I mean, like, just from like what I've seen growing up, and not necessarily, like, I'm not generalizing saying every guy is like, every Persian Jewish guy is, but I'm just saying the ones that I've encountered in the past, like, have been growing up, not like the one that I don't even think the ones that I dated, but like, even the ones that I've dated, like, they're all so, like, Persian guys. I don't know if this is, like, an all-guy thing, but I think, like, Persian Jewish guys, because they were, like, kind of, I don't know. They're just, like, so, like...
Just say it,
sex
Tiff.
Hungry.
Tiff is going
sex
around
sex hungry.
It.
Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Like...
Yeah, I yes, mean, I definitely like think their testosterone's a little bit
right,
higher because
higher.
That's why they bald sooner.
Yeah, they're just...
kidding.
No, I don't know that's high, but they're just, like...
I can't breathe, like, and I'm so tired.
If the girl they're dating isn't giving it to them, you best believe they have, like...
Okay, but why can't you do that, too?
I don't want to do that.
Okay, well, that's your problem. That's your prerogative.
No, but then I don't want the guy that I'm... I want someone like me. I don't want to date, like...
Okay, well, Tiff, not... Look, you... This is what I've had to learn. You are going to be very disappointed if you think that everyone walks around with the same heart and intentions that you have... That's not true.
So then I'm going to have to settle for someone.
You don't have to settle for
no,
that, but I'm
just
saying
find
you just
the
have
one
to be
for
open.
You,
right,
but
that's
like,
what
I mean.
You guys are, yeah, but it was the answer to like why I don't take them seriously. It's because of that. Not to say that I don't take, you know, I
but
think
you,
like.
I'm saying you should take everybody seriously, Persian or not. And not everybody is a scammer.
No, I don't. Okay, I didn't say everyone.
I know, but I'm saying I feel you. Like, yeah. I would always
it's
date the player.
It's kind of like the Persian Jewish girl stereotype, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like we're fighting against that. Persian Jewish guys are fighting against theirs. Like,
I definitely think they're in a position of power also because, you know, resources are limited.
They're in the position of power.
Yeah, they know. There's 10 girls throwing themselves at them.
That's
am not one of those girls.
It's so scary. Like, that's another reason why I just... stopped in that world because you go to a party and literally there are like 10 to 15 girls like trying to get a guy's this one guy's attention and the guy is just like they just think
yeah.
they're hot shit at that point.
Well, that goes back to my point as to these girls probably know that closed mouths do not get fed, so they see a good thing and they're going after it. And honestly, look, it's not my steez. However,
that's what I'm saying. I can't do that.
You don't have to do that though.
Yeah.
You don't have to, but when you do end up going on a date with whoever. Not every, like, you know what I mean? Just as long as you're open and you don't tell them you're trying to get married in a year. Like, I don't think that you are, but, yeah. you
are
know,
you?
I've had guys
I mean,
tell,
I'd love to get married in a year, but I'm not going to say that.
I had a guy tell me once that he was trying to get married in, like, 6 months. And, like, he was trying to discuss
That's
night
crazy.
Nurses with me on the first date. It was really
night
the most.
Night nurses?
Yeah, like,
What's
when
that?
You have a baby and you hire a night nurse.
Oh.
And.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah, like, someone to take care of your kid at night. And
is that what people do? I thought they just take care of their kids.
No, boo-boo. We're in LA. That's not how it works.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
really? Like,
no.
Persian people have night nurses?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's
I
like
had
a
no
thing.
Idea.
And they're quite
I mean,
expensive.
Yeah.
And so he was arguing with me. And I was like, I was just G2G. I was like, I'm not trying to get married in 6 months. Like, this is not my path. Like, whatever. He was very upfront and it scared me away.
Right.
But I think there's like a little... finesse to the way that you can say what you want
right.
when you're dating versus
yeah.
like being so like I'm trying to get married in 6 months. Like, no, just have a seat.
I like that. You gotta finesse it a little bit. You gotta
finesse your way through it.
Yeah.
But
any
we gotta
questions?
Wrap.
Okay.
I think this is really
yeah,
important.
Like, but I'll ask you later.
For the people that
this
are
is like therapeutic
in situations that you know are wondering what am I doing. You know,
there's never
turn
right
inward. Try to figure that out.
Tiffany is still contemplating her life.
If you don't know, ask a friend. And if it's actually what I'm trying to say is if it's something that you don't want, like be honest with yourself, ask the person if they can give that to you. If they cannot give it to you, keep it moving because someone else can.
Don't settle. Don't settle. Please just don't settle. If they can't give it to you, just walk away. Cut your losses early. Don't be like me. Waited like a year to cut my losses.
Oh my God.
Please follow Nick Mora at NickMoraXO on all her social media platforms. What's her website again?
GiveMeMora.com.
There you go. GiveMeMora.com. And you can tweet us anytime at Love in Limbo Land. We love you guys. Be amazing. Change the world. Bye.
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 I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Kudzi.
And you've been listening to Love in Limbo Land.
You can find us on Twitter at Love in Limbo Land.
And don't forget to go to Apple or Google Play Podcasts to subscribe, rate, and review.
Until next time.
It's over, boo.
Don't let them play you.